The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, July 21st through Sunday, July 27th, 2025. The commentary for July was written by Roger Hutchinson, an award-winning author, illustrator, and lay ministry leader in the Episcopal Church. Roger is known for his compassionate work with children affected by tragedy and for his openness about his journey with ADHD, anxiety, and depression. He is author of 9 books, and his paintings appear on the covers of the 2025 Forward Day by Day booklets. The commentary for Monday, July 21st, begins as follows with a passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 20. "And these are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30 and 60 and 100-fold." In Houston, the temperatures and seasons fluctuate greatly. It seems at times that it's winter in the morning and summer in the evening, and the soil is often the victim of these extremes. I love working in the garden, and I have successfully grown many plants, but have also unintentionally killed many of them. Much of my success when something survives is because I have selected the correct soil, added fertilizer, and tended to the plant. I love a good parable, and this one from Mark is among my favorites. The seeds represent God's world, and the seed will not grow if there's no chance for deep roots. We must cultivate and nurture the soil of our lives for the word to take root and thrive. Just like in gardening, the conditions we create impact the growth of the word within us. And now I'm going to read this full gospel passage from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. "Again he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, 'Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And he said, 'Let anyone with ears to hear listen.' When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, 'To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive, and may indeed listen, but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven.' And he said to them, 'Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root and endure only for a while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word. But the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And the moving forward question for this Monday, July 21st, is how are you fertilizing the soil and tending to the word planted within you? Now let's turn to the commentary for Tuesday, July 22nd, the day on which we commemorate the feast day of Saint Mary Magdalene. It begins with a passage from Psalm 42, verse 2. My soul is athirst for God, athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? Have you ever experienced a thirst so profound that it feels like your very soul is parched? It's a longing that cannot be quenched by the mere water, tea, or lemonade. There have been seasons in my life where I feel this same soul-deep thirst, and I call out to God. I reach, I pray, I scream, I cry. Only when I open myself up to God's presence in my life is my soul truly filled. In those moments, I find peace and contentment that surpasses all understanding, knowing that God's presence is with me, sustaining me through every season of my life. It's a reminder that my soul's longing can only be satisfied by the boundless love and grace of the living God. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 42, verses 1 through 7. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. And the moving forward question for this Tuesday is, are you thirsty? The living water awaits. The commentary for Wednesday, July 23rd begins with a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 27. When they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them and how He had opened a door of faith for the Gentiles. Everything I have learned about life, parenting, and relationships with others was imparted to me through stories. These narratives, whether shared around a campfire, a dinner table, a board game, a painting table, or the holy altar, have the power to unite us in a shared experience. In this reading, we learn the disciples went with Paul on quite a journey. When they returned to Antioch, they called the church together and told the story of all God had done with them. They told the story. We are called to tell the story, build a sense of community and belonging, and tell others about the way of love. And now I'm going to read the full passage from Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 28. But Jews came there from Antioch and Iconium and won over the crowds. Then they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went into the city. The next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, then on to Iconium and Antioch. There they strengthened the souls of the disciples and encouraged them to continue in the faith, saying, "It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God." And after they had appointed elders for them in each church, with prayer and fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord, in whom they had come to believe. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had completed. When they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith for the Gentiles. And they stayed there with the disciples for some time. And the moving forward statement for this day is, you can be part of sharing the story. Forward Movement donates thousands of copies of this magazine, Forward Day by Day, to nursing homes, prisons, and hospitals. If you'd like, you can support this ministry by going online to forwardmovement.org. Now let's turn to the commentary for Thursday, July 24th, the day on which we commemorate Thomas a Kempis. It begins with a passage from Psalm 50, verse 11. "I know every bird in the sky, and the creatures of the fields are in my sight." When quarantine hit in 2020, I knew I had to do something to move my body, connect with the Word outside of my house, and find peace amid chaos. So when I went walking, I took my iPhone camera at first, taking pictures of things I saw around me. From marks on the sidewalk to shadows and textures, I took photos of things I hadn't noticed before. I began to see birds everywhere on my walks. They had always been there. I had just never taken the time to see them. I graduated to a better camera, and like many people during COVID-19, I started taking pictures of birds. Interestingly, the number of cameras sold during that time skyrocketed. I suppose we are all hungry for God's presence in our lives. I took comfort in the psalmist's promise that God knows all the birds of the air and all the movement in the fields, and God knows me. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 50. "The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me, my sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds. For every wild animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked God says, What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips? For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you. You make friends with a thief when you see one, and you keep company with adulterers. You give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your kin. You slander your own mother's child. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one just like yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this, then, you who forget God, or I will tear you apart, and there will be no one to deliver. Those who bring thanksgiving as their sacrifice honor me. To those who go the right way, I will show the salvation of God. And the moving forward suggestion and question for this Thursday, July 24th, is take a walk in your own neighborhood, and what do you see? Now the commentary for Friday, July 25th, the day that we commemorate the feast day of St. James the Apostle. It begins with a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. Today is the feast day of St. James the Apostle. It has been said that James was one of the most favored disciples. He witnessed the transfiguration. He saw the raising of life with Jairus' daughter and the soul-crushing sadness of Gethsemane. James is a unique figure in our faith, known for his zeal and often referred to as a son of thunder, along with his brother John. He is the only apostle whose martyrdom is recorded in the New Testament. According to tradition, his body was taken to the Galicia region in northwestern Spain, where a church was built on the side of his tomb in the early 9th century. For centuries, pilgrims have walked the Camino de Santiago, the path that leads to the shrine of St. James. May we too walk wherever we are in the way of St. James, zealous in our commitment to share the good news of Christ. And now I'm going to read this full passage from the book of Acts, chapter 12, and actually beginning with chapter 11, verse 27, and going through 12:3. At that time, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and predicted by the Spirit that there would be a severe famine over all the world. And this took place during the reign of Claudius. The disciples determined that according to their ability, each would send relief to the believers living in Judea. This they did, sending it to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. After he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the festival of the unleavened bread. And the moving forward question for this day is, first, imagine James writing a letter to his family about all that he's experienced. The question, what do you think he would say? Now let's turn to the commentary for Saturday, July 26, the day we celebrate and commemorate the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We begin with a passage from Psalm 139, verse 3. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. The first time I read this psalm, I pushed back I could not believe God knew me as intimately as this psalm says. There was no way that God knew my thoughts or knew what I said before I said this. For much of my life, I experienced self-imposed loneliness. But now that I truly believe the words of this psalm, I am no longer alone. God is always with me, knows my coming and going, when I sit down or stand up. God knows my thoughts, fears, and hopes. I feel such love and protection, knowing that when I withdraw from others or hold on to secrets of shame or hurt, God already knows, and God is with me always. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall come cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And the moving forward question for this Saturday is, how do you feel after reading the words of this psalm? Now, as we near the end of this program and the end of the week, let's turn to the commentary for Sunday, July 27th, the seventh day of Pentecost, seventh Sunday of Pentecost. It begins with a passage from Luke 11, verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. I feel like I've always known it. I bet you do too. The Lord's Prayer is as familiar to me as air. But when I read the passage today, I landed not on the words of the prayer, but on the request of one of the disciples who asked Jesus to teach them to pray. I'm embarrassed to share this, but when I pray this prayer, whether in church or at home, I constantly yawn. It's not because it's boring. I think I yawn because those profound yet familiar words center my soul in a way few other words can. The prayer gives me peace. It helps me to remember. Every time I say these words, I remember. and it is in remembering that I see Jesus at the table with me, teaching me to pray. And now I'm going to read the full gospel for this day from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And the moving forward question for this Sunday, July 27th, do you remember when you learned the Lord's Prayer? Have you ever taught it to someone else? Maybe today there's an opportunity to teach it as Jesus taught his disciples. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living and loving in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and with other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. Amen. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thanks for joining me today, and goodbye until next time.